Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wow, we have a full class. Did everybody get a handout?
All right.
Okay, some people like to write, and I know we don't have clipboards, but I do have a few pens up here if you want one. The only thing I ask is at the end of class, there's a cup right here if you just return them when you're done. So anybody else besides Sister Kennedy want a pen? Okay. And I want to tell you before we get started, too, that we are recording right now. We are recording all of the Pathway courses. So you can, it'll be posted either Monday or Tuesday for everybody to have access to. You'll click a link and you can either re-listen to this one, or if you were undecided what pathway to be in, you can listen to the others that you missed. And we'll be doing that all month. So this is the first day for Pathways for March, and we're doing 3 more weeks. And then we'll do it again in June and September, just like we did last year. So just 4 weeks. So good morning. Some of you are faces that I've seen in my other 3 pathways I taught last year in 2025. Some of you are new faces. So I'm going to introduce myself. Hi, Lee. My name is Patricia Driggers. My husband, Dave, is the one who was passing out the handouts. There's Sister Damesworth standing there. and so I actually was a dental hygienist for over 30 years. I went back to school in my 40s, got my bachelor's degree, continued in school, and went and got a master's in adult education, and I taught in healthcare. So I've been involved in healthcare since I was 14 years old. So I started doing education in a healthcare setting. It was my dream job. It was perfect for me because I love to teach. And I love healthcare. So you'll see sometimes in my classes, I incorporate a little bit of healthcare in there. And that's okay. You know, we can all learn more about taking care of our health, right? So make sure you're in the right place. This is where you wanted to be. And it's the emotional and spiritual health pathway. And this week we're talking about understanding your inner life. The other thing about being learning about adult learners and being an adult teacher is I like to teach to everybody's teaching style if I can. So one teaching style is read-write. Some of you won't even read those words. I happen to be a read-write learner, so I read everything. It's a curse. Every sign on the road, if there's closed caption, I don't see any of the movie. I'm reading everything, you know. I'm very read-write. A lot of people have a bunch of learning methods that they're good at, but a lot of people are visual. My husband is visual, so that you'll see that I'll have pictures up here for the people who like visual. Plus, I'll have a PowerPoint slide for almost everything we talk about. Hands-on. Some of you can only learn if you're fiddling, and that's okay. If you need to fiddle, fiddle. If you need to write, if you need to twiddle your thumbs, whatever, because some people's brains don't learn unless they're actually doing something. So that's fine too. And I just spaced what the fourth one is. Somebody help me. Read, write, kinesthetic, which is movement, visual. Oh, audio. The reason I forget that is because it's like a very small percentage of the population is fully an audio learner. Those are people kind of like somebody on the autistic spectrum, not that you have to be, but they can listen to a TV show or a radio show and they can repeat it verbatim. And they're only doing it by listening. So it's very rare but most of us in here, 45% of us in here are multimodal, meaning we learn in several of those 4 ways. So I try to touch on all those. So you're getting the visual, you're getting the hearing, you've got the read and write in your hand. The only thing I can't help you with is, in some of my classes in healthcare, we would pass out pipe cleaners, Play-Doh. I had coloring pictures for people to do. So for you that have to be moving all the time, just you're going to have to figure it out yourself. You can fan yourself like Sister Suzanne is doing, or twiddle your thumbs, or whatever you need to do, or pinch yourself to stay awake. And I talked so long that I lost my... There, I think it's coming back up. I talked too long and it went off. Oh, yeah. Did we get more chairs? Yeah, he's bringing more chairs in. We have a full house this morning. Are we going to have enough handouts? Okay, where did you go? There it goes. Okay. Well, let's get started. There might be still more people coming in, but
There's one up here.
Yep, there's one. Yep, there's a chair up here.
There's one.
Come on.
Too, if you don't want to front row.
Don't be shy.
Are you wanting that there?
Okay, so first topic we're going to talk about is why emotional health matters in spiritual growth. So we're kind of talking about two things, emotional health. We're also going to talk about other aspects of health and spiritual health. So So I'm going to use Elijah in the Bible as an example right from the very get-go. Most of you, if you are not familiar with the story of Elijah, you can find it in 1 Kings 18, verses 17 through 40, and it continues in chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. So Elijah is the prophet of God who had victory at the altar when he challenged 450 prophets of Baal, the false god of the land, to set an altar up, put wood on it, and have they pray to their god to answer by fire, and he would do the same thing. So he let the prophets of Baal do that for a long period of time. They were even got to the point where they were cutting themselves to try to get the attention of Baal. And Elijah was kind of mocking and saying, maybe your God is asleep. Maybe you know. So you probably know the story, but so let's go over it real quick. So they did their thing and their God, the Baal, did not answer by fire. So then Elijah had buckets and buckets and buckets of water poured on his altar with the wood, and it even filled the trench around the altar, so it was soaking wet. So in other words, it'd be really, really hard to light that on fire, right? But he prayed. Pretty simple prayer. He didn't have to cut himself. He didn't have to scream and cry or anything like that. He prayed a simple prayer, and guess what? The true one God answered by fire. Yes. And it licked up every bit of that water and moisture from that. So he had just come through that great victory. Just think about how he felt. Close your eyes and think about if I was Elijah and that happened to me and God worked through me like that and God is so powerful and so wonderful and so mighty. Think how he felt. And that now that I've prayed and that all the people have come in, we did not pray before we started. So my husband will pray quickly, please. Just for to start. I know I already started, but there was a lot of commotion going on. Oh, okay. Okay, so he'll get you more copies when they get the copies made.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful for your goodness today, for these lessons, and thank you for this wonderful group that we have here, Lord. We just ask that your anointing would be upon Patricia today to teach your word, God, give her the words and wisdom that you want her to deliver to this class. And God, as us being listeners, God, help us to receive your word today. Help us to put it into our heart, and not just that, but God, help us to live it every day of our life. God, we just ask for your blessings today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. So he just had that huge victory and he's feeling, what's a good word to describe how he's probably feeling?
Stretched.
What?
Stretched.
Not yet. This is right after the victory. Elated. That was the word I had in my mind. Great minds. <Yeah. laughs> He probably felt elated, right? But now we go on and quit reading ahead, Brother John. But then he finds out that Queen Jezebel, the evil Queen Jezebel, was really mad that that happened. And so he got the word that she was seeking to kill him. Okay, so you go from this high victory, right, to all of a sudden, oh, she's powerful and she's trying to kill me. So Elijah flees. And I can tell you he probably felt exhausted, scared and depressed, right? He goes and sits under a juniper tree and he actually prays to die. He was suicidal. Talk about a roller coaster, right?
Yes.
So we all experience the highs and lows of life. So he went from wow to oh, I'm scared she wants to kill me to I just want to die. I mean, it was just too much for him. So then what does God do? He answers again. This time, he didn't answer by fire when he prayed that prayer. He answered with giving Elijah what he needed. Because God saw that Elijah was hungry, thirsty, and tired. So God sent an angel to wake up Elijah because he fell asleep under that juniper tree. And the angel had him eat bread and drink water and let him get rest. After he rested a little while, it still wasn't enough. And God knew that. God had the angel wake him up, have him eat more baked bread, drink more water, and sleep again. Now, who in here can tell me, why did God do that? Why would he take the time after Elijah prayed to die? Why would he take the time to minister to what he knew were Elijah's needs? He wasn't finished with him. That's right. God, you may feel at the end of your rope at times, but just remember, our story is not done. God is not finished with us yet. That was good. Anybody else have something?
He cares about what we need.
He does. He cares about our needs. Good. Yes.
His ministry was still alive.
Yes. Amen. His ministry was still alive. Still going to be used. Great. Let's go to the next slide. Now, some of you have been in my classes before, and you might remember this, but it doesn't hurt to repeat. Can you guys see the screen? Can you? Okay. Because I can move this back. I just noticed you're... Okay, so we talked about this in one of the other classes I taught, the HALT method, and I had heard this before, so I kind of looked it up and researched it, and it says you should never let yourself become too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired. There's a reason for that, and God knew that. We're humans, right? We're human. We're flesh. We get hungry, we get angry, we get thirsty, we get tired, we get lonely, right? So you can remember that with HALT. This is a method that's a lot of times used in recovery programs. So if you are struggling with an addiction or something and you let yourself get frazzled by being too hungry, too thirsty, which means you're dehydrated, which means your mind isn't working right, right? Too angry, too lonely, too maybe disconnected, it's going to make you more likely to go back and repeat the addictions that you're trying to be free from. So that's where this HALT method came from. Next slide. Who can answer this question? Which of these four stressors, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, did Elijah feel?
Oh,
that was an easy question. Very good. Okay. Hey, I'm getting through. Yay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now this, I will admit, actually comes from Seventh-day Adventists, but I love it because I love things like HALT that you can remember. Well, this one is New Start. It's the 8 laws of health. So we'll go through each one. New, so N stands for nutrition. So these are things to help you. Why are we talking about your physical body? Anybody have any idea when this is supposed to be about emotions?
They are.
That's right. So N for nutrition, you need to eat healthy, balanced, and a proper diet. I'll leave that up to you. A lot of it. I know. We'll leave that up to Pastor Dame's work. We'll leave But everybody in here does have unique physical needs. I'll give you myself as an example. I have an autoimmune disease, so my immune system is overactive. So I have to eat to decrease inflammation. So I have to eat an anti-inflammatory diet and a mostly Mediterranean diet. I try really hard to do that. I'm not perfect, and none of us are, right? But there's other people in here that may be diabetic, so they need to eat a certain way. Or they may have low blood sugar, so they need to eat a certain way. Or, you know, just different needs. Need to eat more fish because you have joint pain. It's just different things like that. So that's up to you to figure out. The E in New Start stands for exercise. So exercise regularly for physical activity because that does help your cardiovascular health and strength. And again, this is for everybody has to figure that out for yourself. Some people walking 3 times a week. You know, just even a little bit, just little things. Other people are exercise buffs. And I think we have we have a verse in here later. those of you who have been in my classes know I'm always thinking ahead in my head of myself all the time. We have a verse that talks about exercise in the Bible. I'm not judging you by any means. Everybody has to figure out what they need to do for their health. Some people love cardio. Some people love the treadmill. Some people like to walk outside. Some people like to paddle a kayak. lift weights, whatever it is that works for you and what you need physically. All I can tell you is when you do exercise and the more you do move, it helps your emotional health. It really does. The W in new is water for hydration and hydrotherapy. And we've got somebody, Brother Boggs, drinking water right there. And that's making me want to drink water, which I do have a medical reason. If you guys will see me in church, I'm drinking water constantly because I don't have moisture in my body. So that's my problem. In fact, for me, right now I have these little pills that are stuck on the insides or the outsides of my gums inside my cheeks. I have to put them in before I teach because I have no saliva. And these little pills, in case anybody else has a dry mouth, they're called Xylomelts. I didn't know anything about it until I had this autoimmune disease, but I wouldn't even be able to teach if I didn't have them in my mouth right now. So again, this is for you to figure out. You've got to take care of yourself. Okay, let's go to the next slide and see what START brings. So the S in START, sunshine, it provides vitamin D for you, and sunshine is a mood elevator. So raise your hand, and I expect probably a lot of you will raise your hand, and I noticed it gets worse for me as I get older. In the dark, dreary, cloudy wintertime, who notices that your mood kind of gets a little, yes, oh, wow, absolutely. Yeah. I noticed in my dad, it got worse and worse and worse and worse as he got older. And now I'm doing the same thing. So you need to get out and get the sunshine. I feel like a whole different person on a dark, rainy day to where when the sun is out and it's full sun. I mean, it's like I get so much more done. So, and what?
The pain gets worse.
Oh, let's not even get into all the old age stuff. Okay, so sunshine. T, temperance, practice moderation, avoiding harmful substances also. So, you know, if you're only living on popcorn and that's it, that's probably not helping your body, which probably isn't going to help your emotions. If you're only living on candy and that's it, it's probably not helping, you know, and that it's not just foods, it's everything. Because with exercising, you have to do things in moderation. So I know for a fact that there are a lot of people that have autoimmune diseases. And for some of those people, they have figured out that for autoimmune disease, less is more. We are not allowed to exercise every day. We're allowed to only do so much. You have to space it out and give your body a rest. Now, that was a hard lesson for me to learn because I don't throw eggs at me, but I've been an avid exerciser my whole life, and now I have to completely change the way I do everything. So again, you do what you need to do. But if too much is too much of whatever it is, whether it's food or exercise or gossiping or whatever, you know, moderation, although you really don't need to gossip in moderation. Just leave that one out. Okay, new START, air, A, breathe fresh air to support oxygenation. Makes sense, right? None of us can live without air. So if you are in, sometimes if you're working, like I know people that worked in the basement of the hospital, it's like, you got to get out and you got to breathe some fresh air or see a window once in a while, or it will affect your mood, you know, and you're under fluorescent lights the whole time. So you got to take care of that. Oh, I wanted to go back to the water that was on the other slide. Let me go back here a minute. Oh, there it goes. I guess my fingers are too fat. Water, hydration, and hydrotherapy. Just real quick, hydrotherapy is kind of a big thing now, although it always has been. So if you've done a jacuzzi, that can work wonders for you. Aqua exercise, doing water exercise can do wonders for you. But there's also a thing that you've probably heard a lot about recently is that really, really, really cold water is good for you. You know, you've seen people that do the polar jumps, polar dives in Alaska or whatever. You know that that's really good for you. So there's a lot of different ways you can use that. And again, that's up to you and your physical needs. Not all of us can tolerate that ice cold water, but it actually is good for you. So new START R, rest, adequate sleep and downtime for recovery and rejuvenation. So if you're trying to survive on 4 or 5 hours a night of sleep, like some people have for their entire career, my husband's raising his hand, it's not going to work. It's not, there are so many parts of your brain and body that need to work together to function optimally. that you need sleep. And they're coming out more and more with the more sleep you get, the better. You really, everybody does need at least between 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Otherwise, you're not going to be at your best. So try. And again, as we get older, sometimes it's harder to sleep. And so, you know, there are challenges to these. I'm not saying there's not. And then the most important one is T, trust God. Maintain a positive mental attitude and have spiritual trust in God. And that little picture, trust God, he's got you. My thing isn't big enough on here for me to read, so I have to read over here. Okay, so new start. The reason for it is for the preservation of health or prevention is easier than curing a disease, right? And also it honors God and the body that he created. So good health and well-being is important, and it does affect our emotional health. And pretty soon we're going to make the connection between emotional health and spiritual health. 1021, I am a talker. I really was going to try this new pathway to not go the entire 45 minutes. I don't know if I can do it. I'm trying. I just go on and on. Sorry. Okay, a couple scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And 1 Corinthians 6:19, similar verse. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? So, why does taking care of yourself emotionally, mentally, and physically enhance spiritual growth? Summarize it, anybody. I know we kind of already talked about this earlier, but. Yes, for the boss.
Well, if you take care of your physical body, then you're going to reach out to do what he wants to do for his body. Pray, witness, fast, search for his will daily. And if you feel like, yuck, you ain't taking care of yourself, you ain't going to want to read the Bible, you ain't going to pray, you ain't going to want to witness, you're just going to want to sleep and avoid everything.
I love that answer. That was so good. Thank you. That ministered to me. I don't know if that ministered to anybody else, but like, you are so right about that. Awesome. Awesome answer. Let's keep going since I'm such a talker. Sorry. Okay. So now I want you to start and think personally about yourself, not Elijah. This is you now. Give an example when you were hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, and how it affected your spiritual health or worship. So here's what I want. Somebody take one of those words and think about a time that you were actually hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, and how did it affect your spiritual life or your spiritual worship? And we'll just get one example from somebody. Anybody? Yes. Sister Williamson.
So, just one. lonely, it's all inward, and I don't read the Bible, I don't find excuses at the church.
Yes. Yes, there is that tendency. And that is so important, especially now. Pastor Damesworth's been bringing to our attention the new theme for our church in 2026 is gather, grow, and go. And he is telling us and helping us understand there are more lonely people now in this interconnected technology world than ever before, because it's not the same to marry an AI figure like the lady in Japan or wherever did. That's insane. There's nothing like human connection.
Yes.
Eye contact, touch, smiles. Smiling in itself is contagious.
Right.
And if you are just, I hate to say it, but it seems like the younger generations, they're just buried in their phone. They don't even talk. They text everything. They,
yes.
No wonder some of them or a lot of them are suffering from depression and anxiety. You need human connection. And it's starting to become less and less even in the stores, right? Because we do the U-scan. I'll go to Kroger. I'll do the U-scan. I may go to Kroger sometimes and not talk to anybody. I mean, sometimes I'll go out of my way to do that. But it's sad. It seems like we're becoming more and more that way. But that's something that's important. There's more lonely people now than ever. Thank you, Sister Crystal. All right, so one more question. Somebody give an example of when you did not take care of yourself by neglecting one or more of the 8 laws of health and how it affected your spirituality or worship. And let me bring up that new start again. So there it is to remind you. So somebody pick one of these. And that's got all of them on there, new start. And give a specific example of when you let something here go. It could have been temperance, it could have been nutrition, exercise, didn't get enough rest. What happened to you and how did that affect your walk with God or your spiritual worship? Thank you, Brother Boggs.
Anyway, if I don't get enough rest and I don't get up on time to pick out scriptures to hand out and read my Bible and I'm running late, I don't get to go through my routine that I'm used to because I drank too much caffeine and I ate junk food all day. It just ruins my whole day.
So yes.
I have a routine. I got to stick with it. I got to keep the same thing. If I ain't taking care of myself, then I can't help others.
Amen. I can testify to that too. I've experienced the same thing. I learned real quick. I pray all the time, Lord, help me be a good steward of the money you've blessed me with. Lord, help me be a good steward of the time you've blessed me with. And I learned real quick that you put God first, put him in your time. It's like you have, he multiplies it just like he multiplies it. You know, the Lord just blesses and blesses. So if you put him first in the day, it's amazing how much more time you end up with in the day. It's God's miracle, just like he does with our money. As long as you're faithful to God, he blesses you with more money. The more you give, the more you get as blessings. So it's the same way with, you know, taking care of ourselves. And God is aware that we are people and we don't do what we're supposed to always do, you know, right? Nobody's perfect. And God is aware of that and he's merciful and he's got grace for us, which is awesome. Okay, we better keep going. Okay, so the next section we're going to talk about is understanding emotions as signals, not enemies. Okay, so I think that a lot of people, and maybe I'm noticing it now more nowadays, they focus on, I'm so depressed, I've got so much anxiety, what if? And we all battle with those things, right? But if that's what you're focusing on, that is it's becoming your enemy, your emotions. God made our emotions. He wants us to have emotions, right? But if we focus on that, it can become our enemy instead of a signal. And that could signal, well, Elijah was hungry. He was fearful. He was tired. He was thirsty. You know, God knew what he needed. We need to be as gracious to ourselves as God is to us. God took care of Elijah. He will take care of us. Oh, and here we are. I always do this. I always get ahead. So God created our emotions. So if you are feeling contempt, depression, anxiety, fear, anger, numbness, etc., ask yourself these questions. Number one, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Because you're not supposed to let yourself get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So whatever it is, help, you know, do something to help that. Did something happen that made me feel anger, fear, or sadness? If something triggered your emotion, is there anything that you can do to make the situation better? And that's something you want to pray to God for guidance on, right? So let's say somebody offended you and it's really eating at you, and you know, you've heard this before, somebody offends you, they don't even know they offended you most of the time, but it's eating you alive. So sometimes there are times that there's things we can do. Like if something's bothering you or you have contention with somebody else, you may need to go to that person and talk about it. The Bible talks about that. Go to the brother that you have an offense with, talk with them and try to work it out. If you still can't work it out, then you need to bring in some help. You know, bring in some pastoral help or another friend or, you know, something. But So let's say Sister Williamson really offended me the other day, okay? And so the way I handled it is I started telling Sister Kennedy and Sister Bellamy and Sister Boggs these things that Sister Williamson said. Is that the right way?
No.
Knew it the biblical way. But there may be some of these things you can do to make your situation better. But the last bullet point, if the situation is completely out of your control And aren't there a lot of those?
Yes.
Yep. Are you willing to trust what God is doing in your life and learn to rest in His peace? That's, if you don't get anything from this lesson, get that. Someday maybe I'll tell more of my story, but I went through a lot of horrific things in my life, but one of them was, I still don't know why I'm standing. You know, it was terrible. But I grew so much as a Christian going through that. And all of us have experienced terrible experiences in life. I trust God no matter what, because of what I went through. And it's hard to say I'm thankful, but I'm thankful. I mean, I'm thankful. I'm thanking God for tribulation, thanking God for going through that, because I'm a stronger Christian and my faith is stronger than it would have been if I had not gone through that. So, summary, list some ways you can do better taking care of your emotional health. Okay. Let me look at the next one real quick. Okay. What are some things, just list some things and we'll write it up on the board. What are some things, just practical things we can do to help make our emotional health better?
Sleep.
What else? Just shout them out.
Eat good.
Eat well, okay. What else?
Drink more water.
What?
Drink more water.
Water. Drink. Well, I better put water. Not just drink. Drink H2O. What else? What about some spiritual things?
Pray.
Yes, I was waiting for somebody to say pray. What else?
Fast.
Meditate.
Study God's word.
Meditate.
Meditate. Yes, meditation and meditate on God's word. Yes. Good one. On God's word.
Listen to worship music.
Ooh, good one. I knew you guys would come up with some awesome things. Be thankful.
Can I say, cook in advance.
Worship music. And what was the last one? I didn't hear it.
Share the gospel.
Share the gospel. Yes, yes, that always makes you, when you do things for other people, it makes you feel better, right? Yes. Share the gospel. What about even things like serve in the soup kitchen?
Yeah.
I'll just put volunteer things. Okay, we could probably go on and on and on, but you know, I'm long-winded, so we better stop there. But that's a great list. I'm just gonna leave that up there. So these are all things you can do to help, right? Let's look at some scriptures. David was greatly distressed, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. 1 Samuel 36. Well, some of these things, if you're reading the Word of God, listening to gospel music, praying, those are ways that you are encouraging yourself in the Lord. Encouraging yourself in the Lord means actively strengthening your faith during difficult times by relying on God's promises rather than on circumstances. So there are, I don't know how many scriptures are on there, but I'm going to pass this around. And you don't have to take a scripture if you don't want to read it, but just, well, then just go ahead and pass it. Just pass it down and take, there's probably about seven in there. I mean, just take, anybody who's willing to read a scripture, just take one out, and I'm going to have you guys read it. That way I don't have to read all the scriptures, and you don't have to keep listening to my voice, right? Yep. So I'm going to wait till the cup is gone, till the stuff is gone, because they can't pay attention while they're doing that. At least I wouldn't be able to. If I'm distracted, I'm not kinesthetic. So if I'm doing something like that, I'm not learning. Tell me when they're gone. Oh, it's still going. Still not empty? No, there's not. I think there's only seven or eight. I think a lot of people are passing. Yeah, I think they're not all taking scriptures. Still in there, okay. Still not empty. Now it's empty. Okay, yay. You want to throw it up here? Thank you. Okay, so we're just going to do, they're all scrambled. These are scriptures, but they're good. They're really good scriptures. So that's why I thought we'll do this. So I'm just going to start the way the cup went. We're going to start here. Whoever took the first. Okay, go ahead.
He keeps his word. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Awesome. These are all trust God. Okay, Sister Kennedy.
It gives us peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. As the world giveth, I give it to you. Not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Awesome. Who's next? Okay, brother.
He guides us. Psalms 32:8. I would instruct thee, and I will teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye.
Awesome. Who's next? Anybody?
He provides for us. Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things we shall seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Awesome. Next.
He loves us. 1 John 4:9-10. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sin, for our sins.
Awesome. Next.
He is with us. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid for them, of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Awesome. And Brother Freeman, are you next?
Yeah,
your turn.
He fights for us. Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
I love this because I get scripture down at work every day. I love this. He protects us. I think it says 2 Thessalonians. I can't see it from the last few. I don't know. 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and his peace and peace.
Awesome. Next.
He gives us strength, Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Awesome.
He answers us, John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask
of
me, it shall be done unto you.
Awesome. Anybody else? That's it? Okay. That's where we're in it. Awesome. Okay. So we listed things to help you feel better emotionally on the chalkboard, right? Now list the things to do to strengthen your spiritual health. Did we do some of that already? Which ones on here in particular are going to strengthen your spiritual health?
Pray, fast.
Meditate on
the
word.
Okay. Worship music. And worship, too. Worship and music. Anything else?
Share the gospel.
Okay, and there's somebody wants to add one?
Yeah. Okay. Choose to forgive.
Oh, yes. That's going to help your emotional health tremendously. Choose to forgive. That's a great one. Okay, we got a pretty good list. Anybody else have anything that you would like to add to that? I know we could go on and on. Oh, okay. I have more questions. I thought I had more questions on here. Let me see. Maybe we did all already do. Okay. Nope, that was it. Oh, I did pretty well, Brother Branham. What a 10:39. I've never done that. I always have not done till 10. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I prayed about it. I did. Okay, so we've got some time. I do want to say Brother Branham is in here, sitting right over here by my husband. He's going to be teaching next week, and he's going to be teaching on self-awareness and examining your heart. And as far as I know, I'm teaching the next two. And then there was talk about maybe Brother Massey, but I haven't heard one way or the other. So I think I'll be doing the last 2 weeks. So that's coming. But right now, stop and think about what we've talked about. Okay. And I would like to know your thoughts. What questions do you have, or what thoughts do you have? Or if you didn't get to give an example of a time that something happened to you, or you didn't use moderation or weren't eating right, or if you have another example that you didn't get to share and you would like to, please feel free to do that in 30 seconds or less. So
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you feel like, and this is open to everybody, do you feel like you can have faith but be lacking trust in God?
Yes. Absolutely.
I thought I trusted God, but then when you go through things like what I went through, it's like a whole different level, and you will never be the same again. I mean, sometimes we think where we're supposed to be, but God knows, right? He's always working on us. He knows our heart better than we know our heart. So, yeah, I think people can say they have faith and do have faith, but I think your experiences that God uses to shape you, they make you into who you are and make you able to trust God even more, even when you thought that wasn't possible.
I think if you flip that and say, I trust God, but sometimes you don't necessarily have the faith that he's going to do what you trusted for.
That's, yeah, you can flip it too. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I know you had your hand up.
So the significance of the water that was being poured on the altar. The water was the most precious commodity because it had not rained for several years.
Mm-hmm.
So trusting God and taking the very thing that he has taken from you, and you pour it more, several gallons of water upon that altar, it just showed a significant level of having to trust God beyond. That water was evaporated, and that was what they needed the most.
That's good. I didn't think about that. That, wow. I'm loving this class because I'm getting stuff from you guys. I love having classes where we're building each other up. We are a community. We are a family. We need each other. We are all members of one body. And if we came, right? We gathered. What are we doing now? We're growing, right? Next step is to go. What we're experiencing in this room and what we experience in church, it is phenomenal. And we need to share that. So I love this gather, go, grow thing. I mean, or grow, go. Tongue twister. I love it, though, because it is so pertinent. So I feel like I feel built up in this class right now. And I want to thank you all for your input. One more, Brother Freeman. That 2 minutes. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Study shows your self appreciation. Study.
Yes.
So yourself to God, not on the human.
That's a great point, because this goes along with some other things we talked about before. Our emotions are not out of our control always. Sometimes there's things we can do, and that's one right there. We have to take some of the responsibility ourselves. I'm not diminishing emotions. They're strong. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're horrible. But we have to trust that God made us with these emotions, but we also need to study and learn, okay, what do I need to do to help this? So anyway, anything else before we pray and leave? One more, Sister Tina.
One thing that I try to make myself remember is that God gave us a choice. So we can choose. We might not feel like forgiving someone. We might not feel like we can be thankful because of our circumstances. But we all have that choice. And it takes a little work sometimes, but we have to make up our mind and choose to do these things and be in alignment with God.
Great. I do want to say this, and this was in another class. There, for every, and anybody who might have been in that class with me, for every negative self-talk thought that you have, how many positive has to cancel it out? Does anybody remember? It's 3 to 5 is when you look it up, it'll say 3 to 5. But if you want the most benefit, it says, Brown University Health says 5 positives are needed to shift an overall emotional, social, or mental state. So for every negative self-talk or negative things that you get from other people, you need to combat it with 5 positive. And you know what? Reading Psalms is a great place to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. Lord, you are so wonderful, Jesus. We are so thankful, God, for your spirit, that you care enough about us to minister to our needs, whether they're mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for caring, Lord. We praise you and we lift you up today in your name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all. I loved your input. It was awesome.
Great job.